You're listening to the Changing the World Summit, where inspiring leaders from around the world share their secrets on having more impact in these times of change, and where you can participate in our project to remove over 1 million plastic bottles from the environment while providing impoverished entrepreneurs with an opportunity to thrive. I'm your host, Julia Steggy, with the pleasure of interviewing changemakers willing to share their secrets for having more impact. Listen to the entire interview series and make your donations to our plastics removal program at www.changingtheworldsummit.com.
Welcome back to Changing the World Summit. And today I'm really thrilled to have with me Kendra Thornberry, who helps soul-centered women and evolutionary leaders create spiritual and financial freedom so they have a greater impact and make more money, all while being true to who they are. She's passionate about making it easy for those called to serve the awakening on the planet to effectively help more people while doubling, tripling, or quadrupling their income. Kendra Thornberry, MA, is an international highly acclaimed coach, spiritual guide, speaker, facilitator, humanitarian, and entrepreneur. She's on the cutting edge of spiritual thought and conscious business practice, blazing a new trail and wealth revolution. Labels aside, she considers herself a human being simply doing her best to walk a path of authenticity and integrity while making a much-needed difference. And you can learn more about Kendra at KendraThornberry.com. And I wanted to put in that I met Kendra about 4 years ago at the Conscious Business Network, and we collaborated with a team of visionaries to come up with the Conscious Business Manifesto. And I'm so pleased to have you with me today, Kendra, talking about changing the world.
Oh, thank you, Julia. It's great to be here with you, and I so appreciate the opportunity to play.
So let's get down into it. Today we're pretty much talking about changing the world, and I invited you because I know you're involved with a variety of changing the world activities. So what would you say is, let's just say you're changing the world baby right now. Your current activity. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. My changing the world baby activity. My primary activity is through my business. My vehicle to change the world is through supporting women entrepreneurs to get their gifts out into the world. I can tell you a little bit about how that came about. Through a series of really life-changing experiences, it became clear to me that, at least for right now, that the fastest and most effective way that I can help create a ripple on this planet is by way of women who are rising into a greater level of clarity and confidence, the value that they have to bring during these changing times, and to equip them to, you know, get their work out into the world. In terms of how that came to be, Julia, I've been someone ever since I can remember, you know, from a young age, who has felt this call, has felt this, like, stir, you know, from deep within me to be a part of change. You know, I remember as a girl thinking about, oh, you know, how can I help create peace on earth? And So I think one of the significant turning points, you know, after having been in social services and nonprofit for many years, was when I decided to go to Africa. I was there with a group of global citizens, and I was in Nigeria, and it really turned my world upside down. And I had been working in nonprofit, as I said, for a while. I'd been working with people with developmental disabilities, and you know, that was such rewarding work for me. You know, I have a soft place in my heart for the underdog and, you know, for the people who fall through the cracks in our system. And people with disabilities are such great teachers, and they really opened my heart and helped me cultivate greater compassion. And yet, when I returned from Africa, I had to step up and step out of a system that felt like there was only so far I could go. There was only so much I could do. And for me, pursuing being in business for myself was a part of that. And in my own meditations, if you will, of like, okay, spirit, you know, how can I help the most amount of people in the fastest time? What came clear to me was to help women entrepreneurs become spiritually, emotionally, and financially free, so that we could take our resources and help create a new economy, a new way of being. So I'll pause there and see where you want to go with
when
that.
When I'm thinking about that, what I'm thinking about is that when you help those women entrepreneurs with their purpose and being more in aligned with what they're meant to do and to prosper as they're doing it, which makes it so it's sustainable for them to continue their work, you know, that is helping all the people that they're helping.
Yes.
So I remember once came to me, I want to uplift and empower millions of people to transform the world. And then right in my face was, well, you know, come on, look at your list size. You know, your list is like, you know, 10,000 people, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
You think that you're going to reach millions. But then the answer came to me, if I help people who are here really to touch millions, then those are my millions too. And immediately after that, I did connect with somebody and help somebody who reaches millions. And so the universe conspired, you know. But that's what I was thinking when you're saying when you can only help so much directly one-on-one. When you're serving leaders, you're really helping one-to-many.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Yeah, and that is definitely part of my call and my mission is to elevate the leaders and the coaches and the healers and the change agents so that they're doing the work they're here to do. So by way of me helping, you know, a dozen people, for instance, in my coaching program, I think about, you know, the lives that they touch, and then mm-hmm. the ripple of that in terms of the lives they touch, right? And I think that that's
yes.
An important part of being a change agent is really trusting that by way of doing the part that we are here to do, the part that I'm here to do, that it is making a difference. And I think that that can be an important thing to remember, you know, because being someone who's passionate about and compelled to make change on the planet, you know, it can feel discouraging. You know, am I doing enough? Am I really creating any kind of difference? And I do believe that, and I do hold that knowing that each of us, when we are aligned, when we are doing the work that our souls called us to do, offering, which can be in very humble and simple ways, what we have here to offer, that it is helping the greater good. And, you know, I didn't go into business with let me say it this way, Julia. I call myself an accidental entrepreneur because I really do feel like I feel as a humanitarian at heart. And, you know, as someone who came from a social service, nonprofit background, I mean, I had no training in business development. So I believe, and my experience has been, is that when you put forth an intention to be a part of a cause or a purpose that's greater than yourself, that, you know, the universe does inform you and direct you of where to put yourself. And so initially, you know, when I was like, oh, I'm going to launch and, you know, be a businesswoman, I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, you know.
But yeah, but I know that. I relate to that.
Yeah, bit by bit, the resources do reveal, because I think that is the nature of commitment, is the resources arise through the commitment. The how shows itself.
Well, that flows right into what I wanted to ask, which is next, which is, so one of the main reasons I wanted to do this is because so many of us see things that maybe we want to change things, but then we don't really do anything. So
mm-hmm.
if we're not doing anything about it, then nothing gets done, right? And that's
mm-hmm.
most of us, I would say. Most of us go to work every day, and we get engrossed in the various details and minutiae of getting, you know, the work done, or you know, what needs to be done for our families and whatever's going on, and don't really have the time or the resources, we feel, to make something happen. And I was thinking, you know, money is something that holds people back too. It's like, how, you know, well, I can't do that because I have to work for money and I don't have time to do this other dream that I have of having an impact. Or, how, you know, how could I possibly spend the time? Or I don't really know, you know, what to do. So my question is, what had you take an idea that many others may have and actually do something about it rather than just dreaming? What is that secret ingredient?
Yeah. So I think it's part of my makeup. It's part of my design. There's something about my soul, something about my heart that I feel compelled to do something. And I'm aware that my success, my fulfillment is interconnected with others. So the more I live kind of isolated or in my own, like, oh, you know, I don't know what I would do, or I don't know how much I really have to give. I recognize that I feel limited and stuck when I think like that. There's a way that I'm aware that the more I give, the more I place myself in the spirit of contribution, the more I receive. When I hold back my gifts, I'm not as healthy. I'm not as vibrant. I'm not as prosperous. And when I started studying wealth consciousness many years ago, I realized that for me, the true sense of wealth comes from not holding back. And if I'm not giving my gifts, it does affect my well-being and my wealth. So some of it was a recognition of all of that. And some of it, quite frankly, was just because I was dissatisfied, you know, like I just, you know, I would feel bored, I feel restless. And, you know, there was something in me that was like, you know, knew there was more. And I don't want to get to the end of my life and feel regret. You know, I don't want to be at the end of my life like, oh, I could have done this and I should have. And I just know there's a part of me that this is the work that I'm here to do. And it's my responsibility to get over myself, you know, like when I was in Nigeria and I came back to America, I realized, you know, me being concerned about if I'm going to make a mistake or if I'm going to fail or, you know, what are people going to think about me? And, you know, what if people talk bad about me when I put myself out there? Like, that's that's really self-centered. And to me,
it
the
really
spirit
is.
Of a change agent is to do something greater than for your own self. And I had some real honest talks with myself about, you know, did I really want to walk the talk of helping change the world, or did I just want to stay protected in my own home and be complacent and be privileged, really? I mean, because that's part of it, is if I'm not doing anything, I'm recognizing that I'm privileged.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
So, yeah, I mean, part of why I'm in business for myself is because I wanted to generate, and I do generate, more income. And I knew that if I had more resourcefulness in that regard, I could contribute more. And so when you ask me about my project, you know, my business, in part, I structure it so that I give generously to causes that are making a difference. You know, I'm really passionate about helping eradicate poverty on the planet, so I give to organizations that are doing something about that. Now, like you said, sometimes we may not have a lot of financial resources or feel like we can give money. So, you know, what else can we do? You know, can we volunteer 2 hours a week at a food bank? Can we, you know, mentor a teenager and meet with them once a month? I mean, there are so many ways that we could do just even a little bit more.
So funny you bring up the food bank, because one of my other speakers is also talking about the food bank and just how much pleasure that brought her to do, that she would be high for days after working at the food bank.
Mm-hmm.
And also reading a book that's about that, that's really about when we serve others is the only way to transcend suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And that when we're focused on this, what are they going to think about me? What if they don't like me when I'm, you know, talking about poverty? What if they don't, you know, want to be my client anymore because I'm talking about ending slavery, or, you know, what if that's too much for people? It is a lot about me. It's not really focused on, well, gee, what about the people who are, you know, who are suffering, who could use our help? What about that? Isn't that a little more important? Or what about the planet? You know, don't we want to contribute to helping the situation rather than just contributing to it, as you said, as somebody privileged? You know, because we can, you know, when we're doing reasonably well in our businesses, we can contribute a lot to complacency and the problem, actually, if we're not conscious about it. But I also appreciate that sense of it's part of your makeup, because I remember one of my first memories is standing up to my brother saying, hey, you're not the big boss of me, you know, and just being like, hey, with my fist in the air. So what could you say? I wasn't taught that, really. It just kind of came out that way. And there's this, you feel like you have to do something, and so you go and do it. And yet, you know, sometimes the other things are just so loud, or our fears, you know, our fears of the unknown, of what's going to happen if we throw ourselves into this thing. It seems kind of risky. So I wonder, what's your best advice for would-be change makers on the brink? You know, they're either going to start a business. You know, starting a business is a risk. I remember going through that. It may have been a long time ago for me. It was in 91. I remember feeling, what if I'm crazy? You know, what if, you know, what if I'm not good at this at all? And I don't know how to do it. How do people do this? you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that feeling. And so what's your advice for people that feel like they're on the verge of that, but they're gonna start, or they're gonna do an organization, or they're gonna go to Nigeria, but they're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, what if this changes my whole life?
Mm-hmm. As an opportunity and possibility. This is such a great question. You know, what is my advice to would-be change makers? I think, and I know this might sound a bit blunt. It really is about getting over yourself, and I mean that with great compassion. You know, to reference my own experience and be concerned about, you know, what will people think of me and judge me and this and that. Like, to me, it's about opening our hearts and getting to a place of selflessness that to me is the essence of what service is. How can I help? What can I do for you? How can I be a part of something that will make your life better? Who can I be? Can I be a kinder person? Can I just take a moment in the grocery line to, you know, to smile at someone? There's a way that, for me, it's about getting out of your own way. And in a way, you know, being a vessel for, again, I feel I'm repeating myself, but it, you know, for a purpose that you're used for. You know, there's mm-hmm. such great reward in that. And I think that part of my advice with that is to trust that, you know, when you dedicate yourself to be an instrument of change, that you will be met with resources that you don't currently see, whether that be collaborators, whether that be connections, whether that be doors that you know, need to be opened, whether that be money, whether it be new clients. You know, when we dedicate ourselves to something more and say, you know, I'm going to be an instrument, you know, show me the way, there is a different level of magic that we can experience. That's been true for me. The other best advice that I would give, I'll put this out there because this is part of my passion too, is to get in right relations with money and wealth. You know, part of my mm-hmm. journey is that, you know, I've been someone who for many years had a very negative, judgmental relationship with money. And a lot of the work that I do now is, you know, there are a lot of creative, talented people who want to make a difference on this planet, but they're broke. And we need change agents on this planet right now who are resourceful and that know how to manifest, know how to consciously innovate and use their mind to create the resources needed and necessary to make the change. And I'm really sick of seeing people who, you know, are in a lack mentality and yet they want to see more for people in the world, right? So money and abundance can be an ally and an aid to us helping more people. Like, money and abundance wants to help us help more people. And I think a lot of change makers think of money as part of the problem and not the solution. And certainly we have a lot of evidence that could build that case, right? Because there's a system that and an institution of money that doesn't look like it really has the best interests of people in heart. But I'm of the belief that conscious, heart-centered, principle-centered people need to reclaim and create a new money system based in abundance and love. And so that's one of my babies in change making, right?
Yeah.
Is yeah, reinvent your relationship with money.
Yeah, well, it's such an important, you know, life affecting factor. It really does, you know, whether for ill or for good, it impacts a lot of the areas of our lives. So, and our ability to change the world, to have that impact that we want to have. And that flows right perfectly into the contribution that you're making to the Changing the World Toolkit. And let me say a couple words about this toolkit and what we're up to with the summit. We wanted to, share insights and advice and stories on how to move forward our world-changing ideas. And at the same time, we wanted to have a real impact and make it a fundraiser and a project that we can measure. We can measure our impact. So while we're talking about having an impact, we're having an impact. And so rather than doing what normally they do with a summit, which is only have the recordings up for a short period, we want these recordings up for the public to listen to again and again. We don't want to cut it off. So instead of charging people to listen to the summit, we are creating a Changing the World Toolkit where our speakers are contributing a program or a toolkit or a book or something that contributes to our, developing as world changers. And you have a wonderful contribution. I'm really excited about the medicine of money. Why don't you share with us what that's about? And by the way, 100% of the profits, so that means after the cost of, the transaction, all the money is going to go to a fundraiser that's at the same time as it's eradicating poverty for individuals in places that are overrun by plastics, and it also is a project to get rid of plastics before they go into the ocean. And we're at the same time as we're training people to how to, our various ways of making our impact greater, we are also going to be able to measure exactly how much plastic we're removing from the environment. So tell us about the medicine of money, Kendra. I think it sounds great.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm thrilled at what you're doing here. And, when you extended an invitation for me to join you in this interview series, what you just described was part of, what really lit me up. As entrepreneurs, as conscious, heart-centered entrepreneurs doing business in the new paradigm, which for me is really about changing the bottom line. The bottom line isn't just about profit and we do whatever it takes to get that, but that we really look at, touching the lives of the people and looking at our impact on the planet. So really, I just want to thank you and praise you for doing something new and different. And I look forward to being a part of raising the funds for this cause that you've selected. So The Medicine of Money is one of my groundbreaking courses that really was born of my own dark night of the soul with money, my own struggles, my own money stress, and many of the people that I support, wrestle with their spiritual ideals and their material desires. So The Medicine of Money is a new approach to putting your money stress to an end so that you can focus on the purpose and the prosperity that you are here for, right? Again, a lot of change agents try to step it up to the next level, but they feel sabotaged by money. They feel limited. Well, I can't do that. I can't pursue that. I'm stuck in my job or, whatever these things are. And we think it's because of money. And so this is a 4-week program, and it's really about getting to a new realization and a new way of being with money. You know, I go into the healing power of money, the shadow of money, which is really juicy, learning to actually relate to money through your soul, and getting into the hidden purpose of the pain that you've had with money. And then, you know, I also expose you to it. Yeah, just to a new mindset, a new wealthy mindset. And yeah, so this is a 4-week journey, and it's something that I, you know, I sell, I offer for $297. So I think this is a great offer as part of your cause here.
Oh, it's great. It's worth the whole $197 or more that when you donate, you get this toolkit. Thanks, Kendra. I'm really, really excited about the medicine of money. It sounds so great. And I think that it's a key component for our people, our change makers, in overcoming those money barriers to making the change they were meant to be. I think that I hear almost every day about money being a barrier to people coming out with their gifts.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so excited about you having that in there, into the toolkit. So what do you have any final words for our listeners, you know, our change makers and would-be change makers or would-be conscious entrepreneurs out there? Last words for us?
Yes. You know, I remember hearing a quote once that I'm kind of paraphrasing because I don't remember the exact words, but it said, if you think that you're too small to make a difference, try to sleep with a mosquito in the room.
Yeah.
And I love that quote, right? And I think, again, all of us feel this impulse, this desire to be a part of something, and it can feel really daunting with the level of, you know, crises and corruption, and you can feel helpless at times. You know, am I doing enough? Am I being enough? And so I want to appeal to you to remember and to really feel the sincerity of my words to you in this moment, that, you know, like that mosquito that you try to sleep with in the room, that your gifts, your presence, it matters, and it does make a difference. And I truly believe that each and every one of us, you know, with the intent to make a difference for the good of all, so that we all can have the pursuit of happiness and well-being and be free and sovereign beings, that can experience the best of life, that who you are can and will contribute to that vision coming to be. So thank you.
Thank you, Kendra. It's been such a pleasure to talk with you today, and inspiring words for us as change makers. And just thank you again for your commitment to conscious business and to making a difference through your work, and to not just languishing in your own, you know, right. You have a right to languish in your own privilege, but that I honor you for not doing that and for going out there and really being your purpose and to continuing to stretch in that direction.
Thank you. I appreciate that acknowledgement. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Kendra. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Yes.
I'm used to having, you know, the ability to talk with the people after we finish, but we'll just have to hear from our change makers, you know, through our work with the Changing the World Toolkit too. So thank you for coming, Kendra. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Changing the World Summit, where inspiring leaders from around the world share their secrets on having more impact in these times of change. To participate in our project to remove over 1 million plastic bottles from the environment, please visit www.changingtheworldsummit.com now and make your contribution.